I have caught up with Jonathan Friesen. We're jogging along together. Here's Jonathan Friesen. Say hello, John.
Hi. Hello.
And he is a member of the band Ipecac. And John, I have an idea.
Now stop.
Yeah.
Wait,
okay.
There's John chasing after me. Let's keep on going. Hurry. Okay.
All right. He collapsed. Very low constitution. Okay.
Sorry.
John.
Okay. Yeah.
Here, let's sit down on this fire hydrant.
Wait, I'm walking up with that dog again. I think it's doing something.
Oh, man. Got my leg. Okay. John.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
John.
Yeah.
I am reporter Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus as in Marcoos. Have you heard of me?
I listen to you all the time.
Yeah, on what channel?
WGAY.
No, it's WFAG, sorry.
Oh.
Very close. Now, I have to ask you, how much time do you have?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, do you really mind talking to me?
No.
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
Number one.
Okay, yo.
Why did you join the band Ipecac?
Oh,
Ipecac. Sorry, I read it wrong.
I didn't really join it. There are only two people, and so we kind of came together and made the group Ipecac, so you can't really join it. It's just like you make it, you don't join it, since there are only two people.
Okay. Have you had any recording experience before you joined the group Ipecac?
Yes. I was once a member of the rather obscure group Laser. You probably haven't heard of us. We were kind of a rock spoof group.
In fact, I have not heard of you.
Really, I'm not surprised. It was in my shady past, but, you know, it provided the, Oh, no! Get back! Okay, it provided me the musical experience that I needed to join this group and bring it to a level of perfection that is unprecedented among this size of group.
Nice speech, but from now on, can you just answer yes or no?
Sure, certainly.
Okay, do you have any idols in this world?
Yeah.
You want to expand on that?
Yes.
Okay, expand.
Yes.
Alright, cancel my last request for yes or no. Expand on it.
Okay, well, I was going to Easter Island and... Shut up, cat! I was taking a vacation on Easter Island, you know, with those huge, huge statues. They had lots of little replicas of them, and I bought one. Those were idols, so I do have a few idols in this world.
Okay, name three things you love about America.
About America? It's easy enough to pronounce. America, gosh. America. Well, the national anthem sounds okay, but it's impossible to sing. It's hard enough to play, so that's a problem with it. But three things I love. Well, it's easy to pronounce. Starts with an A, which makes it sound A-okay. And the word America. What's the third thing good about the word America?
If you turn it around...
Oh, yeah.
You can also pronounce it America.
Certainly, yeah. I think I had a girlfriend named that.
Yeah, America. It reminds you of a very glorious woman.
She was my cleaning lady.
Yeah, that's what it means in Pigipicacian.
Not exactly. But
not glorious, stoic woman. There we go.
Yeah, I guess. But this was not really a stoic woman. She was a cleaning lady.
Close enough.
Yeah.
You know, very close. Okay, name three things you totally hate about America or you wish you could change.
About the country or the word?
Either one.
Okay, well, the country has a difficult national anthem. That's a problem. Also, there isn't enough originality. After all, Travis and I are probably the last living truly original human beings on Earth. As I said in my very famous book, Travis and Me.
And I, or is it me?
It's and me. That shows a little cultural background.
Yeah, slang.
Yeah, well, the slang is not a good word for it, but I guess so, yeah.
Okay, what are two other things you hate about it?
I've already given two. You want four things?
Well, no, just one more.
Okay, there you go, math. There aren't good enough radio announcers. They don't know their math. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the wires are very low quality.
Yeah, well, actually, this microphone is made in Taiwan, and, yeah, the wires are not always that high quality. They sort of tend to just fade out and... Eventually they get back together.
Oh my god, I've just figured out the meaning of life.
What is it?
This will revolutionize living everywhere. Everybody will be happy. I now know how the universe works, and now I have the opportunity to broadcast it. I may forget it soon, but here goes. In a beer can.
My God, that's fantastic. Can I quote you on that?
Certainly.
All right, one more question before I leave.
Certainly.
Your time is definitely limited.
Yeah, I've got to get back to my jogging anyway, so I'm getting shin splints.
All right, one last question. How and the second degree?
Well,
Oh, I'm sorry, I accidentally hit record off.
Well, in answer to your question, though, what makes the listener to think about it? I think the enriching values of it, it certainly adds some more self-actualization to the individual.
Oh, God, that is so poetic.
I gotta get back to my jogging, though.
All right, okay.
Hey, what's up with that car? Welcome to WFAG. Now, to follow up our interview last week with Jonathan Friesen, we have here Travis Emmett, the other and now the only member of Ipecac. The other member was the late Jonathan Friesen. Now, Travis, how did Ipecac start?
Sean
Hackman, is that your name?
Sean Bartley.
Oh,
Hackman,
sorry.
Died, along with Jonathan Friesen.
Oh, that was terrible. Sean Hackman, you were a friend of Marcuse, weren't you?
Yes.
The Indian reporter?
Yes. My name is Sean Bartley, though.
Yeah, the lonely rabbi.
Yeah. Please answer the question.
All right, what was the question?
How did Ipecac start?
I think these people back in the 18th century took this medicine that made you throw up and they put it in a bottle, and they called it Ipecac, which means in Greece, medicine that makes you throw up. And in Greek, it also means medicine that makes you vomit. They're not very professional in Greece.
So what made you name your group after this medicine?
Oh, you want me to expand? Why don't you just say that? Some interviews just want you to say yes or no. I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have put the microphone down there in the first place.
God, that's gross.
Is there something wrong? Do you find that humorous? Okay, back in June 1988, Jonathan Friesen, the late Jonathan Friesen, oh how I miss him, joined with me to create the band Apostrophe, which was named Apostrophe because we wanted to call it that. And so then in August 1988, shortly after a trip to Duck, North Carolina, I decided to change the name to Ipecac, mostly because... That's just about it.
I see. Some small technical difficulties. I hope you don't mind. Now, what are the culturally enriching, socially conscious messages behind your music? I mean, how do you expect the listener to actualize himself in accordance with social morals in this present day and age?
Well, you know the groups out there named Poison, and they are sort of bad and polluting. They have a lot of bad language in them and bad images, negative images about America. Ipecac is here to give you more negative images, but it sort of makes you forget the other images. These are more trivial. Yeah, trivial, Travis, you know, very close.
Well, thank you. You had a song about grape juice stains in a carpet. Could you sing a few bars of that?
Alright, I don't really sing that well. This is my off week.
The death, I'm sure, that really disrupted your...
Yeah, life. Yes, definitely. On the floor, mother screaming bloody murder, and then she points to the door. Yeah.
Well, that was certainly very exciting.
I know. How many people do you know that can actually sing chords?
Yeah, that's true. And where did that music come from? It just comes. I beamed into here.
Oh, I've been practicing. I can just like go. There's that note that's sort of out of tune, but that I can't help that. It comes out of my nose.
That's actually very incredible. I'm very impressed.
Actually, most of the Ipecac songs on Induces Vomiting were a cappella. Like the drums, like here. See, I do that through my nose and the crack between my teeth. Most of the songs on Induces Vomiting were a cappella. That's why they're so bad. I mean, I'm very sorry.
This just in. Jonathan Friesen is still alive. Your reaction?
Oh my God!
He survived by tangling his nose hairs with the truck's radiator.
He was dragged for several miles. Your reaction?
Oh my God.
You don't get his life insurance either. Your reaction?
Ah, oh God!
Okay, thank you for listening to that newsflash. Now, back to Travis. What are your plans now that Jonathan Friesen is still alive?
I think we're gonna make an album, and since he's alive, Here and Now, I think we're gonna call the album Here and Now. Here, spelled with an H-E-R-E. Very creative, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I'm sure the public will be waiting excitingly for that, so don't forget to look out not only for their latest album, The Best of Ipecac, but also for their upcoming album, Here and Now. Thank you for listening.
Okay. On the next side, we're gonna have something very different. John doesn't know what we're gonna do yet, but I wrote this play, and it's called The Serious Melancholic Sequel, and it's a sequel to The Good Earth, if you guys up there have read this. You'll get this tape before you get the other tapes, and I have a lot of other tapes waiting since June, and there is no hurry, ha 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 ha. Alright, we're going to begin this on the next side, so you can fast forward, or if you want to, just listen to dead air for the next 5 minutes, whatever suits you. You like listening to dead air, don't you?